Turkey intervenes in the foreign exchange market as its currency takes another tumble. Live from London, this is the Marketplace Morning Report from the BBC World Service. I'm Leisha Chi Santarelli in for Victoria Craig. Good morning. So we have around 20 central bank decisions this week, including from the Fed, ECB and Bank of England. Most policymakers are looking to tighten, meaning to raise borrowing costs to contain inflationary pressures. But Turkey appears determined to stick to its easing cycle. The country has cut 4 percentage points since September, decisions which have driven the lira currency to a fresh record low today. The Turkish central bank is now selling dollars to try stabilize their currency, marking their fourth intervention in 2 weeks. Our regular host, Victoria Craig, is in the capital, Istanbul.
The talk of the town really is about the lira's fresh declines against the dollar this morning, its new record low. And I'm standing on top of a hill here overlooking the Bosphorus Bridge, which connects Istanbul's European and Asian sides.
Sounds gorgeous from a very grey and rainy London. So what impact is the continued declines in the lira having on the locals that you've been talking to?
Yeah, it's making life incredibly difficult for people. I mean, just imagine if the dollar bills in your pocket were suddenly worth almost half as much now as they were at the beginning of the year. You know, it hurts your ability to buy everyday goods and services. And we talked to the owner of a clothing shop here in Istanbul who says he's constantly checking the lira's exchange rate with the US dollar.
Well, generally I follow it. Sometimes every 2 hours, sometimes every 3 hours. All of them. Dollar, euro, gold. I check all of them. This is the situation.
So, Victoria, what does all this uncertainty mean when it comes to planning ahead for the future? Are they able to plan ahead?
No, not really. I mean, not a single person we talked to said that this makes it any easier to know what's going to happen in the next few days, let alone the next few months or even years. The shop owner that you just heard from, he said he's not certain how long he's going to be able to continue operating his shop. And he says business is down about 15 to 20%.
And what's happening with the currency as well as the overall economy has a lot to do with monetary policy, interest rate decisions. How much does the average person on the street in Turkey understand how important interest rates are?
It's incredibly important to people here. I mean, they're following the tick by tick. One person told us they know when the central bank will next meet. They know that the plan is to likely cut interest rates again on Thursday. And they're watching not only their own central bank, but the Federal Reserve, because they know that whatever plans the Fed makes, that has an impact on the U.S. dollar. And of course, then that filters through to their currency as well.
Well, that Turkish rate decision comes on Thursday, and we'll have a lot more from you, Victoria, from Istanbul that morning. So thank you very much for being there for us.
A pleasure, Leisha. Thank you.
Let's quickly check the numbers. The lira is currently down as much as 7% against the US dollar this Monday. The British pound is also looking a little bit wobbly after Prime Minister Boris Johnson warned of a coronavirus emergency due to the Omicron variant. It's down around 0.3% in early trade. And staying with the UK, the British government is looking for ways to tackle record levels of benefit fraud. More than $11 billion was lost last year. This is due to the pandemic and criminal gangs exploiting the system. Michael Buchanan reports.
Weaknesses in the design of the benefit known as universal credit have led to increasing levels of fraudulent payments in recent years. But the relaxation of the rules to allow 3 million people to apply for the benefit during the pandemic led to record levels of fraud as organised criminal gangs exploited the system. $11.1 billion was overpaid last year, according to official figures, and members of Parliament have repeatedly criticised the government's ability and willingness to recover fraudulent payments. This $675 million investment will therefore allow the Department for Work and Pensions to recruit around 2,000 people to tackle the problem, including carrying out more rigorous checks on where claimants actually live and whether they provided the correct bank details. I'm the BBC's Michael Buchanan for Marketplace.
Governments around the world are spending billions of dollars on advanced military technologies, and a meeting is taking place in Geneva this week to discuss whether a treaty is needed to regulate autonomous weapons such as killer robots. The BBC's Imogen Folks reports.
We cannot accept a world where a machine determines whether you live or die.
Ahead of the negotiations, the International Committee of the Red Cross, the guardian of the Geneva Conventions, has produced a video warning of the dangers of autonomous weapons. Neil Davison is the ICRC's senior policy advisor.
It's really a question of whether we're leaving effectively life and death decisions to machine processes, to sensors, algorithms and machines.
A machine gun attached to a driverless vehicle could be programmed to roll into cities and fly away.
The Red Cross wants a treaty which bans autonomous weapons which target people or which are unpredictable. But member states are nowhere near agreeing. Aidan Liddell, the UK's ambassador to the UN Conference on Disarmament, says they haven't even clarified what a lethal autonomous weapon actually is.
There are lots of different ideas, but there is no consensus yet around definition of these systems. And without a definition, you can't really start drafting legally binding treaties.
Governments are spending like never before to automate their weapons.
The snail's pace diplomacy has campaigners worried. Verity Coyle of Amnesty International fears the weapons development is racing ahead of attempts to regulate them.
An arms race is going on at the moment. States are investing billions in the development of all of the little bits of technology and all of the AI that goes in and ultimately would end up with machines being able to make the decision to select and target and kill a human being.
Around 30 countries, among them New Zealand, Switzerland and Chile, support a treaty. But states which are developing autonomous weapons, the US, Russia, India, China, are uneasy about anything legally binding. The discussions over regulation could go on for many more years. Meanwhile, weapons which can attack and kill without human control are already with us.
Imogen Folks reporting from Switzerland there. And you can read more about today's stories on bbc.com. And don't forget to subscribe to our podcast. Just search for the Global Edition of Marketplace on iTunes, Stitcher, or wherever you download your podcast from. Thanks for listening. In London, I'm Leisha Chi Santarelli with the Marketplace Morning Report from the BBC World Service.
With access to so much information, it's hard to feel like an informed, discerning citizen. That's why on Make Me Smart, which is a podcast from Marketplace, we make it easy for you to stay in the know. Hi, I'm Kai Rizdahl. Every weekday, Kimberly Adams and I unpack the latest from Washington, D.C.
The Senate Minority Leader has announced that he will step down as the Republican leader.
What's happening in AI? I mean, don't buy at the top, but holy cow, artificial intelligence and all the companies related to it are the hot new thing. And we do the numbers.
So as a refresher, inflation is the rate of increase in the prices of things. It's not just sort of things getting more expensive. It's the speed at which things get more expensive.
Because in a world that's constantly changing, we all need to stay smart. Listen to Make Me Smart wherever you get your podcasts.